Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Toddlers can be a challenge. They can be wonderful and a joy, and their smile can just light up your day. But what about when they're feeling sad and their little sides of their mouths go down and they look frowny or they look distressed or they're anxious about something? How do you help a toddler? How can you explain things away, or can you? My guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's a board-certified pediatrician, and she also blogs at Confession of a Doctor Mom, and that's a great name. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arca. So how do we help our little distressed toddlers without getting distressed ourselves?
Yes, it's hard not to get involved in their emotions, but toddlers are amazing. They really wear their emotions on their sleeves. And we know that really at the heart of their frustration, whenever they get really frustrated, at the heart of it is just the inability to communicate or feel understood by us. So I think if we can understand that part of it, we're better able to help them. So one way that's really helpful is to just simply name their feelings. Let them know that you understand what they're feeling. So if you know that your toddler is angry because she wants to wash her shoe in the toilet, and that seems really absurd to you, and why would your toddler want to do that? But she's really insistent on it. You can just say, I know you are so angry. Tell her, I see that you're angry. You really think this is a great idea. And at least she feels heard and understood. Not that you're going to allow her to wash her shoe in the toilet, but you're at least making her feel understood. And a lot of times our toddlers just feel like no one gets them. Like, why can't they understand that I feel this way? So that's very helpful to them, because they understand everything we're saying. So if we can just name their feelings and give that a name and accept it, it's okay to feel angry or sad or frustrated. It does diffuse a lot of tension and hopefully avert some tantrums that might be coming down the pike. Another way.
Do we give it a cutesy name, Dr. Arca? Do we say, I know you're feeling upset by this, or I know you're feeling very, you know, do we give it little cutesy names, or do we use these technical terms? You're feeling frustrated, you're feeling, you know, angry, upset, any of those things?
Yeah, I think using the correct terminology is just fine, because they really do understand and get it. And a lot of it they'll see in our faces as well. So it's not only what we're saying, but it's how we are conveying it back to them. Like, we may be making an angry face, like, I know you're angry, or I know you're frustrated. I get that. But and I think using the correct terms is helpful to them, too, because they're learning the language as well, and they're understanding how to use it themselves. And I think another way to say to help them is say what you know they want to say. If your toddler is crying because you told them it's time to go from the park and you have to get home, but all of a sudden all the tears are coming down, you can just, you know, take a deep breath and take a moment and say, I know you don't want to leave. You want to stay longer at the park and play on the swings. You know, just stating the obvious to them is really helpful. Although it's obvious to us, they don't know that we understand that. So I think giving them those words really helps them feel understood. And then maybe giving them an extra 2 minutes. Look, okay, in 2 minutes we really have to go. So I think that's another way as well to help our toddlers, is giving them a heads up, giving them a warning so that they can mentally switch gears and know what's coming ahead. Because on that note, toddlers really, really thrive on routine. They like to know what to expect next. They don't like to just have to jump from one thing to the next based on our own schedule. So to make life with toddlers a little bit easier, I think letting them know what's, you know, going to happen in the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes so that they can prepare themselves for switching gears.
I think that's good advice, and that's giving them that little bit of autonomy, that where they feel like they've got some control of the situation, because they don't have a lot of control of any situations when they're a toddler, except for the ability to throw a tantrum and send us into a dither.
Right, yes. And so I think another thing for us, too, is just to listen. Sometimes their emotions just overtake them and they can't help it. So just be there, and as best you can, separate yourself from that emotion and just listen, let it come out, just be there for them when it's over, because we know sometimes it's just a catharsis for them. They really just need to get that emotion out. So if we're just listening and staying close by, it will end a lot sooner than if we try to stop it. And another way is to teach them some sign language. Little simple signs often help. I mean, really, toddlers are at that, it's really at the junction of their brain is developing in just amazing ways, and that their language has not caught up yet. So we know that they understand so much, and they really do want that autonomy and to do so much. But if we can teach them a few signs so that they could communicate to us and they feel a little bit more independent and autonomous, it really helps too. So I think there are a few signs that toddlers can use that can help them get through some of these frustrating times. Also, as you mentioned and hit upon, is they really do want to feel like they're partly in control. It's really frustrating for them. So whenever possible, give them a choice of two acceptable alternatives. So, you know, do they want to put on their pajamas or brush their teeth first? You know that both need to happen at some point before bedtime. So let them choose which one goes first. I mean, it seems really small, but it's really important to them, and it gets them more involved in the routine, and it gives them the feeling that they have a choice and a say in what's going on.
I think in giving them a lot of time, because I know that my little girl, who was a tough toddler, has always said to me, slow down, or I need more time. I need more time, and that's what she used to say all the time.
Yeah.
So then I would say, okay, honey, well, now you've got 5 minutes to start brushing your teeth and do your, you know, bathroom thing and get all ready. And then she would feel a little bit less frustrated. But at the beginning, she'd feel rushed, or she'd feel.
Yeah.
So that's very good advice to say, you know, give them that sort of front, let them know how much time they've got. Give them that choice of how fast to go with it. Give us some more bits of advice.
Yeah, so another thing, and I had one mom come and tell me, and she couldn't understand this, but her little one was so, he'd get so excited, whenever he was excited, whether it was happy or he'd get frustrated, he would bite. And so even if he was really happy to see one of his friends or his cousins, he was so excited, jumping up and down, he would run up to them, and instead of hugging, he'd just want to bite. So she's like, why is he doing that? I'm like, well, he's really excited, and he can't say how excited he is, so give him something else to do. So offer him an acceptable alternative. So if you know that your toddler does something that may be not socially acceptable, give them something else to do. In this instance, I said, you know, give them a ball or have them jump up and down or give high fives, you know, to show excitement. So just teach them another way to communicate that is more appropriate if they're doing something that's not appropriate. Because we know.
Well, Dr. Arca, we just have a minute left. So wrap it up for us and give us your very, very best advice on helping that distressed toddler, something parents can do right now when they're listening today.
I think right now what they can do is just name their feelings. I think that is one of the biggest things for me. If you can just reiterate what your child is feeling and tell them what they're feeling, that really goes a long way in strengthening both that connection and the communication with your toddler, and give choices and heads up whenever routines are changing or they are needing to change gears. So those three things, I think if you could do that, really makes days run a lot more smoothly.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Melissa Arca, and you can read more about her blogs at Confessions of a Doctor Mom, and that's a great way to get advice. And, of course, listening to this, and you're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and stay well.